Good morning and welcome to the conference Get Ninjas to discuss the 3Q22/2021. Here we have in the room Eduardo, CEO, and Cynthia Robson, CFO. At this point, all the participants are connected just as listeners, and later on we are going to start the Q&A session, giving more instructions. In case you need assistance during this teleconference, please request the help of an operator with #0. We inform that this conference is being recorded and translated simultaneously. Before resuming, we'd like to clarify that eventually declarations during this conference about the business perspective of the company, estimate and operational goals, financial goals, are the beliefs of Get Ninja board, and also information currently available to the company. Future considerations are not assured as performance, as risks, uncertainty of premises, because they depend on the future and circumstances that might or might not happen. The economic general conditions and operational factors may affect the future results of the company and conduct to results that differ from the results expressed in future considerations. I would like to pass the microphone now to Get Ninja. Cynthia, please, the floor is yours. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. I am Cynthia Hobbs, Get Ninja. Thank you so much, all of you, for being present in this teleconference of the results, third quarter. October, this month, we celebrate 10 years of history of Get Ninja. And the result of this trajectory is fruit of work and dedication and the team to improve the experience of the platform and keep on with the mission of connecting more and more people who need it, people who know how to do things. Comparing to the third quarter 2020, we had a growth of twice as much, twice the point of the professionals in total, 463,000 new registered professionals in this quarter, an advance of 89% of active professionals in the last 12 months, concluding September 30th, reaching 205,000 professionals. The third quarter this year, 66% of these professionals had previously performed another acquisition at Get Ninjas. And the growth of 50% of bundle sales compared to the last quarter, 18.8 million in total. The client's request was 1.4 million requests, an advance of 17% that together with the average of number of leads result into gross revenue, 18.9 million reais, 46% superior compared to the third quarter last year. Keeping the client satisfaction and the professional satisfaction, our Reclame Aqui score was 8.8 in September, and we have been investing to bring better talents to improve the growth of the platform. And we conclude the third quarter with 222 employees. And throughout the third quarter, we sign partnerships with companies in business models that take qualification, offering products for the professionals up to make the access of clients to hire the services much easier. Next slide, slide number 3. Our business model connects different professionals and more than 500 different categories of services. This is a prepaid model, and the professional pays to get into contact with the client and consumes the credits. If they use, you know that our business model is very simple. The client has a request, a plumber. This request is communicated to the professionals in that region. The professional pays a value to contact the client, and the client chooses 1 to 4 professionals. Next slide, number 4. The third quarter, we kept the investment strategy that is more concentrated compared to the first one, increasing new professionals categories and increase the density of the professionals per category, especially new categories created since the beginning of the pandemic. So we can ensure a better client experience with more choices of professionals to hire. The third quarter, the number of new registered professionals in the platform grew 142% compared to the same period last year and reached 463 new professionals, 1,000 professionals. Also, professionals in the region that we had lower density of professionals, for example, North and Northeast, presenting an advance of 227% growth in the registration of professionals compared to the third quarter last year. Throughout 10 years of history, Get Ninjas, we have a base of more than 3.7 million of professionals registered, and 1.5 million of new registration happened in 9 months this year, a growth of 212% compared to the same period, 2020. We would like to highlight the categories of domestic services, classes, health and design, and technology. Get Ninjas is possible to find 10 categories, main categories of services in general, correspond to more than 540 categories of services. Next slide, number 5. The last 12 months, we reach the landmark of 205,000 professionals, an evolution 89% compared the same period 2020. And about the recurrency, 66% of these professionals were recurrent. What I mean is that they had performed other acquisition of leads in the platform. To improve the active professionals' experience, in the third quarter, we implemented the WhatsApp customer service. Just to remind you that we have the professionals, when they buy the bundle sales, the income is when they use this currency and when they generate the leads. This way, the bundle sales in the third quarter grew 50% compared to the third quarter 2020, reaching 18.8 million reais. In the accrual of the year, the bundle sales reached 54.5 million reais. It's a very big number of 55% compared to 9 months last year. Next slide, 6. We would like to highlight the client's request and the evolution, growing 17% the third quarter this year, 30% compared to the 9 months last year. In total, more than 3.9 million requests. During the quarter, the requests were concentrated especially in the categories of home renovation, tech support, consulting, and domestic services. 51% of the clients were recurring. They had already performed other requests previously in the platform. The company has been working to reduce the non-monetized, the zero lead requests. The requests distributed to all the professionals in that region. If this request is not served in 48 hours, it is distributed free of charge to these professionals. Our objective is always to serve the best way we can our clients' requests. With the most intensive growth of the platform after 2019, the number of zero leads request increased. The company has been working different initiatives like activating of the professionals, revision of prices, and optimizing the requests in order to increase the volume of monetizing leads. We need to ensure a healthy relationship in all the categories and the number of requests and the number of professionals before accelerating the invests of clients and professionals. This way, we are going to ensure a better experience to the clients placing their orders in the platform and their requests are served. To improve more and more the client experience, providing higher safety and security, in November we launched Ninja Protection for certain categories, regions, and certain conditions. The professional, if the client does not agree, we replace the professional, and Edu will talk more about it in this presentation about this Ninja Protection. Next slide. 7. The advance of the number of requests, also the number of leads in the third quarter and also 9 months this year, result in a gross revenue of 18.9 million reais. Third quarter this year, 46% superior to last year. In the accrual of 21, the advance was 51%. In total, 54.4 million reais. And here in slide number 8, we see operational costs, the servers to dollar, and messages SMS. Whenever a new professional registers in the platform, it is necessary a registration validation performed using SMS. As well as when the clients request a service for the first time, that is also a validation using SMS. Operational costs in the third quarter was 1.3 million reais. In 2020, because of the pandemic, we negotiate a credit with the servers because of the impact of COVID. This generated a positive impact in operational costs in the third quarter last year. The gross profit of the third quarter advanced 35% compared to the third quarter last year. And in the accrual of the year, the total was 43.2 million reais, 41% higher compared to the same period 2020, with a margin of 29%. Operational costs were 29.7 million reais in the third quarter and 82.6 of these 9 months this year, 109% superior to this 9 months last year. Going to slide number 9, this increase of general and administrative expense is explained by higher expenses growing 8.5 million this year compared to last year. The increase is due to some points. The first, the growth of the number of employees. We have more than 123 that we had in September. Now we have 222 employees by the end of the third quarter. And the new hires, especially fundamental areas for the success and the growth of our business. The areas are technology, marketing, product, and customer service. Another point, the impact of 735,000 reais because of the stock option plan. Another point, we recognize 1.7 million reais as intangibles referring to the innovation projects to improve the professionals and client experience, ISO. These expenses will bring organic growth to our business. This improvement project for the platform have estimate mid time of 10 months of execution. After this period of time, we are going to start the amortization of the expenses for the same period of time of the execution of the project. And also for the higher investments in marketing that they do, we'll detail more next slide. So thank you so much, Cynthia, for your presentation and the results. I'd like to say something on top of that previous point about administrative expenses. It's a great sign that the company can really attract new talents, and talents, our main asset, is intellectual capital and our technology, the engineers, product managers, designers, that we could attract a team that is exceptional in the last months to complete the excellent team that we had before. And this, we expect results that are higher and bigger in the future as these teams develop technology functionalities to improve the app, expanding our work. So it is important as our technology is our network of service providers and our clients. We are a marketplace as bigger it is, the better. It's easier. The client finds a professional, also a professional finding a client. And this way we have invested more in marketing compared to the 9 months of 2020. A very important point is that you can see our documents. In this quarter, we invested 4 million less than the previous quarter. And the reason for that, we realized that recently the digital marketing costs increased. Lots of players in different industries investing in digital. Everybody's competing for the same space. Shoes, jewelry, subscription of streaming. Everybody is competing for that advertisement in the feed of Facebook. Every 10 posts that a person sees. That's why this investment of these new players affect. When we realized that the market was had more inflation in that quarter, we reduced our investment a little in order to keep LTV and a healthy relationship. The following quarters, we plan to keep on improving our acquisition channels to keep on having this good relationship we always expect and get niches investing more when there is opportunity to grow faster, and invest a little bit less when we have a better condition for the company according to the market. Something new that so pleased to announce, we have just celebrated a contract with Jojo Todinho to represent GetNinjas to our professionals. If you do not know her, go and Instagram her, Jojo Todinho. She is very nice, a good vibration. Her language is so close to our professionals, and a very important partner to us, working with Jojo for some months already, with great results with her already. And this has motivated us to work with her because the public is so related to her. Let's talk why about this interferes in our partnership. And this page, next page, I talked about it in other conferences, but it's always important to highlight this message. The more demand, more clients we have, better opportunities for the professionals, improve their income, better retention, and then you bring more professionals in, increasing the exposure of services and better for the client. The client always goes for four elements. The client wants the best price, With more professionals, they can adjust to the client. You decrease the distance of movement, the professional to the client, and the best price. The client seeks quality. That's why we have all these assessment systems for the professionals. The professionals well assessed, getting more and more service. The client looks for safety because this professional will enter their house. Yeah, because of the pandemic as well, we've had a background check and also safety and security content. I can talk more about it. And the client seeks the availability. He wants a professional here and now. They cannot wait. That's why the work that we have been doing, there is an algorithm in the system that Cynthia mentioned in her presentation. All the clients connect to the professional in minutes. It's not always possible, but the objective is to get and improve this matching more and more within these two ends. The limit is 48 hours. Talking about our results, we leave a level last year, 1.4 million to a loss of 10.7 this quarter, and also the 9 months, 34.1 loss. And this slide shows the message of the company, that the company has a business that is viable, the economics is positive, in a very lower scale than the current one, would be profitable, but now is betting on the growth, improving products, improving technology, improving the base, the database, in order to have more improvement in the future. Last year gives us the safety that we have already proved this business model. And here, I will mention an association with Banco Pan. We had it since our IPO in the first month, right after the offer. We negotiated items, some elements with them. Back then, we just had IOU. And the last month, working in integration, financial services and banks, information traffic, it's really relevant. We have to be careful, GDPR and all. And now we have already integrated basically, and GetNinja said the professional receives notifications and messages. When they click on these messages, he's directed to a page, to an app. And then we receive this information. When he opens an account at Banco Pan, they receive credits in GetNinjas, increasing the retention of our professionals, increasing possibly the number of clients that had an account at Banco Pan. IOP using Jojo Todinho in both ends help even more this association, this partnership. The professional sees her photograph in our app, landing page, and also in the bank app. The communication is more fluid. It flows better. The user and the usability, don't make me think, their users, the most fluid and natural, the flow of communication is higher, the conversion rate is. So we get into this funnel and finishing this funnel. Like the use of Jojo image was not exclusive for this partnership. She communicates with our public so well. And it's really relevant as a partner as well, working with her, Jojo Todinho. So let's talk here about gamification. We have a challenge and the professional needs to consume credits to use the platform. And here we have inspired in some credit card reward program. The more you spent with your credit card. Higher is the challenge next month to unblock a bonus and also to receive that bonus, that reward. A bank that does it so well in their program. And this first result was really positive. And now with more technology, we can explore more initiatives like this one. Let's talk about the Club of Benefits of Get Niches, also inspired in different companies that are going towards this approach. This is basically you negotiate with partners, discounts, trials, coupons, and offering them to our paying database. The professional that pays Getnesia, he gets a discount at the bus ticket at Buse. They get a discount for accounting services. The idea is to get more and more partners in and use these partnerships as a way to increase the retention and the engagement of the professionals in the platform. And this, the Club of Benefits for the professionals. And next slide, we are going to see, slide 16, we have Ninja Protection. Proteção Ninja was launched recently. And the objective is to give safety to that client that is hiring Get Ninjas. When we see our numbers, it's so low. We are 8.8, reclame aqui, our claims are so low. We have thousands and thousands of professionals well assessed. But of course, there is still in the market this fear of the client hiring a professional that they do not know. Few years ago, there was this fear of getting onto a car with a person that you do not know, or getting to a house of a person that you don't know. Buying online with your credit card was a fear, Mercado Livre. And one of the important elements is the client satisfaction, the quality of the service. Inspired in our colleagues, Mercado Livre, Mercado Pago, we launched Proteção Ninja, ensuring the replacement of the professional in case the service provided was not accordingly, without extra cost, limited to R$1,000, the value for fraud control. Initially, we are launching the southern region of the country, for almost all the categories in the platform, with some conditions, and very soon we are going to expand it at a national level. Now it doesn't matter how the client pays that professional. He's protected by Ninja Protection. In the future, we are studying connecting this protection to the ones who pay using the platform payment term. And then we get an advantage. We can control more these payments. So we can open up the possibility of having other offerings. And here, just to conclude, I believe 17 is the final slide, and we open up the floor for questions. We are in a big market. Almost 1 trillion reais, 8% of our GDP. Get Ninjas is the biggest company in the sector, bigger than any second or third position. Something that I did not mention, we are studying the communication of inflation. All the analysts, market analysts, is now. They want to know more about this, and we have here, we are close to these professionals. We can see very fast the impact on prices in different cities, different services. It's also an opportunity for us to create more marketing for the company, additional revenue. We are going to see how we are going to work with this indicator. Another measurement growth is financial services. We have just integrated. We have the first group of professionals now in October, and we are going to communicate these results next quarter. And training more and more the professionals so they can use and they can have better quality in their service. This is our presentation. I'd like to thank you so much for your attendance, for your presence. Now we open up the floor for Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start right now the Q&A session. In order to place a question, please go star 1 and star 2. Our first question comes from Fred Mendes, Bank of America. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for the call. I have two questions. The first is about the monetization you mentioned in the result. One of the focus would be this. You have a high volume of requests that they do not produce lead. Do you see any difference? Can we see an objective to improve this? This is important. And the second is more strategic. You mentioned that in 12 months, the company have now 220 to double the size of employees for products and marketing. Observing products, these new employees, are they going to improve the platform, to improve what is already is being monetized, or most of these employees are allocated to develop new products that do not have monetization? Thank you so much. Of course, thank you so much for your question. The number of zero leads increased recently because of a higher expansion to new cities, new categories, and also accelerated growth of marketplace. It is always a war that we have to balance offer and demand, a strategic aspect that now we do not disclose the number, but it is a relevant number and anecdotally you have services that get ninjas and you have a higher amount of time to be served in your request. And zero lead, if we solve it, we have a meaningful impact in the revenue that we do not monetize, and also a better experience for the client. And when we distribute free of charge, the engagement of this professional is not the same as if they are paying. He goes and serves the client better, respecting the time. This is important too. We are going to mature this topic and we are going to disclose more. Let me just complement something, Edu. That is another factor that is also positive. This request exists already and it's not monetized. So once we reduce the zero lead, you potentially you reduce this in the future because the request now is at home already. It's been placed by the client already. And once you increase the volume of monetized leads with all these initiatives that we have, we also have a potential reduction of client service in the future. And a big benefit of all this initiative is to improve the client experience. That's why we are here. That's our objective, bringing benefit and improvement for the client experience, also connected to a positive financial result. And about the other question, about employee allocation. Great part of the team is allocated in growing the core business. There is a lot of room to take this business bigger than it is right now. Some people in the team are allocated in projects, moonshots, long term, with higher risk, but also higher return. We work with innovation horizons. Most of the parts, they are allocated in core business for the growth, and they have lots to do, lots of improvement. And then also we have mid complexity, mid term project, and the third, also projects that are more transformational projects. Comparing a year ago, we used to have 100% of the team allocated in the core. The company left -2 in PL before the IPO, and we needed to micro-optimize this investment. And now we can observe and look ahead to remove the head outside the water and create this dream ahead in the following 10 years. That's perfect. Thank you so much, Cintia and Edu. That's clear. And if I may, a follow-up question. When you talk about professionals, training, and costs, can you have a metric, a measurement, like a professional that use the qualification training? They have the price that they receive per hour higher. And then can you attract new professionals this way? When you provide improvement and higher income, is there a measurement if you achieve that, or this is just for a second and third stage? Yes, it's hard to state because here we have a survival bias. A professional that gets in Get Ninja for longer, these professionals, they close more services. The longer they get in Get Ninjas providing services, more content they consume. Professionals that are already professionals, that they like to study, they close more businesses, are the professionals that already serve more. It's hard to make a difference, the noise, but interviewing the professionals and data that we collect, we can state that the more qualified that professional is, more businesses they close, better assessment from the client they get. I cannot tell you a number because of the survival aspect, but it's very intuitive that the pathway, especially in Brazil, the educational level that we have here, fortunately, is low. So the pathway is to collaborate and take this dynamic on. And I pass the microphone now, Sanji. That is a project that we place in our report for Fundação Dom Cabral, and we are taking professionals that entered Get Ninjas recently. They need to know how it works in order to get more attractiveness with the clients, to negotiate better. We are taking these professionals for a qualification course according Cabral Foundation methodology, free of charge, so they can use the platform more successfully. That's perfect. It's clear now. Thank you so much. Our next question from Jessica Meller, JP Morgan. Hi, everybody. Good morning. I have two questions. The first is about the increase of marketing. How do you see these investments in the following quarters? And the second question is about, when do you think that you are having the number of the professionals to accelerate more orders, more requests? Thank you so much. Great question. If you asked me in the end of the second quarter, the answer is in the third quarter, we will invest more in market than what we invested in the second quarter. We have capital for that, and we have a market that is not so represented with growth opportunity. During the quarter, we realized that the costs of CPM, CPC, all the platforms were higher than normally in this year. The market, according to the external market, other companies investing in digital and brings inflation different from other reports, other companies, Google and Facebook. You can see these numbers better. So in a prudent way, we reduce the investment in order to have CAC and LTV healthier. We are still assessing this quarter. And this dynamic happens every month. We improve the performance in these campaigns. We have a market team that is more senior, a talented team, Jojo Todinho, helping us activating the retention in our communication. The advertisement is more focused. This advertisement is more converted. Now, I cannot state if the investment next quarter would be bigger or smaller than the current one, because we have to adapt and adjust to our ROI. ROI is important, not exactly the volume. The second question, can you repeat that, please? When do you think that you are going to have the number of professionals to accelerate more requests? Okay, we already have professionals in most part of the cities and categories. The number of professionals is not a limiting for growth in requests. We need, what we are doing is to improve our match algorithms to give the right client to the right professional and improve the use of the platform for the professionals. We are doing this through gamification and having more close business per client. To Proteção Ninja, the client closes more business. If they close more business, the lead is more interesting for that professional. So there is a higher retention, bringing benefit to the client. So we keep on growing our database on Pro. The level not so accelerated than what we have been doing lately. We left almost 2 million to 3.7 in 9 months. We did what we had in the first 10 years. Marketplace was on, so we need a professional to supply the client, connect to this professional. If the client does not find a professional, they never get back. If there is a client, you need to populate the base. And we did this already. So we expect an investment a little bit smaller because the need is smaller than what it was in the beginning. And something important that professional gets into, considering if they are going to buy their credit or not, they ask a friend. They watch the videos, they attend courses, they go on social network. It takes a while to convert. The value is relevant to buy this credit, this bundle sales in Get Ninjas to get a return. But the value is relevant. That's why this strategy was bringing the professional to keep on bringing clients. We have been working hard in the last months, and we are intensifying the actions and initiatives to increase the activation. We have a base that is already big, as I commented, this year 1.5 million of registrations. So we have a potential, very important potential, that now, through different initiatives, Banco Pan partnership is one of them, to increase the activation of this base that is existing. We captured 9 months already. It's clear. Thank you so much. Next question, webcast platform, Zuri Castillo, da Cova Bank. What is the turnover of technology team? And is there a change in the marketing strategy? Don't you think about going offline? Of course, thank you so much for the question. I do not have by memory the number, but I can say that we had with our director and we compared with other technological companies, we were underneath the average. Of course, technology is a sensitive area. That is a big competition for talents, but we have built a company that invests in technology and it's growing with a culture that is relevant. If we see Glassdoor, our score is one of the highest score of satisfaction. Glassdoor is like Reclame Aqui for employees, really relevant. Our score is one of the highest in the company in the sector of technology. I have just received the information here that the turnover in the accrual on technology is 9%. And this is 2% underneath the goal. And we have been working hard with initiatives so we can have more and more the retention of the employees. We know that now there is this search, especially for technology, search for talents. Home office is here to intensify it, because now people are approached to work, not only in Brazil, but abroad as well. I believe home office has brought this facility and we have been working strongly with this initiative and benefits so we can have a higher retention of employees. Of course, this 9%, I do not have last year's number, but it's a meaningful improvement in the turnover compared to last year. This, we have a bigger focus of the company of talent retention, and we are doing it. We are improving this indicator so greatly. Everybody would like to be the winning team, the company that's capitalized and winning amazing projects internally. Of course, we have a team, and the turnover decreased a lot. Another piece of information that I have just received, Glassdoor is 4.6, our score, compared to the other technological companies, and 40 hires of developers just this year. Our IPO was in May. All this dynamic of process and how this addresses the management or the team to implement safety. We had to implement in our platform our way of working so close to the team. And also 40 developers were hired this period of time when the increase of costs and expenses, as we showed, is a positive piece of news. It's a sign that the company is improving their team. GPTW, great place to work. Our score was 93, very above the companies that are participants of GPTW. Next question comes from webcast platform from Arthur, an investor. Can you please explain better about Ninja Protection and how then can it become a paid market? Ninja Protection is a service when we assure the client that the service will be performed, or their money back up to 1,000 reais. In order to get more data, to expand more, to have more information, we have this ninja protection for the southern region first. It doesn't matter how the professional is getting paid, is in using PIX or money bank, credit card, money, cash if they use cash, bitcoins, whatever, check, whatever kind of payment, we can offer this protection. But of course, if the payment was through a financial service that we control, we can control better fraud. We can already control fraud. We can look location and other elements. But if we control the payment, we control fraud better. And we can offer an argument for the payment. Now, with other fintechs offering cashback, offering discount, zero rate, how can we be competitive when we offer payment with the other players offering payment? We are competitive offering something that we can offer, just us can offer. Anyone can offer discount or your money back, but we can offer the protection. That is not a guarantee, but that is this similar characteristics in our platform. So now we have something open in parallel. We work with services to offer transaction. We do not offer yet. And these two projects will meet in the end. It's straightening up each other, and Mercado Pago was a service in Mercado Livre to protect the purchase inspire in PayPal. It was internal purchase protection service, but now it has become a service that can be used internally and externally as well. We, according to data and internal volume, it's important that in our vision, lots of companies want to be fintechs. We need companies that produce in society in different aspects. Get Ninjas is a marketplace. Our objective is connecting clients and professionals the easiest way possible. Fintech is an additional to improve the experience, bringing additional revenue. But in our decisions, the focus was always be the improvement of marketplace. That's our DNA. And here we would like to be present and solve the problems there. That is another question from webcast. How can this partnership can impact the result of the company in the future? Nice. Sanji, partner and communication director at Get Ninjas. We have three main focus in these partnerships. One is to generate diversification from channels, clients and professionals. We have the partnership with Rappi, InDesight, Casivideo, Multicoisas that we announced in the final report, focusing in client acquisition and also Vojo partnership. When we get professionals, we qualify professionals and we invite these professionals to register at Get Ninjas to seek their clients. A second focus that we have in partnership area is revenue generation. The brands need to find new ways of engaging, generating contact and relationship with the users, their users. And Get Ninjas, we have this direct channel in digital. So we connect the brands through our communication channels internally, qualification, and other models that we have to offer engagement, industries, retail, and financial sector like Banco Pan. Examples that we have revenue generation in the past, brands like Diageo communicating about beverage in our bartender Colgate Palmolive for cleaning professionals, Saint-Robain for house renovation. And a third topic that is interesting to mention, value generation. When you add value to the user's base, the user, the professional, is using our app, finding clients, but there are other needs. So we understand how can we add more value so their experience of finding clients not only satisfactory in the contact, but what else they need. That's why we have Clube Ninjas that Eduardo mentioned, bringing brands like Mercado Livre, Magalu, Cobasi, and others that we have negotiating. So we bring benefit, a discount, access, solutions that are useful for their daily activities as a professional. Another example, as Edu mentioned, Dom Cabral Foundation brands that interact in our database, qualifying the professionals, Sharing Williams, qualifying the painters, and also Dom Cabral Foundation with professionals that are not so successful using their platform, but they may develop to generate more revenue. We can also grow in consequence. I believe that was the final question. I'd like to thank you so much, all the listeners, all the participants, also the recorded version. Thank you so much. And the company is here at your disposal, at your service, to explain and chat about our strategy and our actions. I give you all a hug.